Our next speaker is Mr. David Beck.
Good morning. I am Dave Beck, staff representative for AFSCME, Council 31, representing approximately 1,800 employees here at the University of Illinois. Those employees do everything from clerical work to providing childcare at the Childhood Development Lab, from keeping the farms and animal labs operating to maintaining one of the world's best public libraries. At the University Extension, they teach kids the importance of a nutritious diet. Back on campus, they keep the storeroom stocked, make sure payroll goes out on time, and that the bills get paid. Not one piece of this operation is not touched by the work that they do. The service that these workers provide to this institution is not just important, but critical. Together with the faculty and academic staff, they work to make this a world-class university. Often invisible, without their work and without it done well, this campus would not be what it is today. I say that not just as a union representative, but as a grateful alumnus who benefited from their services. As a graduate student in the 90s, I and my cohort relied not just on the amazing faculty who instructed and mentored us, but on the dedicated staff who did everything from machining test stands for our experiments to ensuring parts were ordered, grades were submitted on time, and perhaps most importantly, that our records of graduation were sent to our first employers. Back then, as a student, I saw each and every staff member as an integral part of the team that provided my education and training. And I saw that because that's how they were treated by the faculty and the administration. And that's how they saw themselves. Now, flash forward 15 or so years. I began working with this group 10 months ago. I've spent much of my time just talking to them about their jobs, what they like, what could be different, how do they feel they are viewed by their supervisors and the administration. Almost all of them say they love this university, that they are proud to work here, and that helping the faculty and students to succeed is an important driver for them. But later in the conversation, they will often admit that they don't feel respected in their jobs, either within their departments or by the upper administration. Instead, I often hear that they are afraid to stand up for themselves or their coworkers, for fear of retribution by their supervisors. They see colleagues who are picked on and bullied by those above them. They say they are afraid to report their overtime because the work has to get done, and I'll be disciplined if I don't. And that's before they find out that the administration wants to take away or minimize the workplace protections they have earned through decades of collective bargaining. These employees feel disrespected when the administration ignores the concerns and issues they raise. And perhaps most of all, they feel disrespected when they are told that they are paid too much, when their average salary is something like $30,000 a year, and the lowest paid among them make less than $10 an hour. One year ago, my predecessor stood before you and pointed out the growing trend of pay disparity between many of the staff here and the upper administration. She pointed out that the top 1% of earnings on this campus combined make more than the bottom 10%. And worse, she let you know that the gap between those two groups has been growing. that in the previous 3 years, the top 50 salary earners received increases of over 16%, while the bottom 50 received only 3.5% increases. At that time, our members expected that once you heard these kinds of figures, you would be shocked into action, that the problem of this wage gap would be addressed. But instead, they've continued to hear the message that they cost too much, that their wages combined are breaking the university's bank. Imagine being an employee who starts out at $10 an hour and is told by your employer that you should not expect to receive modest increases during your career that will account for your experience and increased productivity, that you should not expect to make a fair, livable wage, and that if you did, the university would go broke. So today, I renew the call that my predecessor and the members of AFSCME made 1 year ago. Reverse the trend of growing wage disparity on this campus. Make fair compensation and respect for your lowest paid employees a priority for the University of Illinois. Thank you.